Hi, welcome. This is the third session from Kirsty Sharp. This particular one is on using RSS for keeping up to date. A little bit of terminology for you. There's a bit of debate about what RSS stands for. That's not the important part. The important part is that it's basically a format for information coming from a website that means it can be read by an RSS reader. Okay, confused? Alright, an RSS reader can be a piece of software on your computer, or it can be a web page set up specially for you that you go to, and it will gather new information from the websites you have told it about. Go and check those websites, see if there's anything new on those websites, and bring it back for you to read all in the one place. Very rarely do we really get an opportunity to sit down and wander about the web and go and check those websites that were found that are interesting. We never quite get back to them. That's the thing that I love about RSS Reader, is that it brings the information to me. I don't have to go looking for it. Now, the option that I use is called Bloglines, and this is a web-based system. So I go to a particular web page and check on that web page, and it's got all of the information about my subscriptions and whether or not there's new information on those websites that I've told it I'm interested in. So I don't have to go and look at 30 or 40 websites. Bloglines will go check them for me on a regular basis and tell me if there's something new there. And I get a little summary about the new information that's there. Another option, an alternative to Bloglines, is FeedReader, although I've heard there can be problems with that behind either a firewall or proxy settings if you don't have control of those. But have a look around. I've been really happy with Bloglines, but it's not the only option out there. Now, with finding websites that will provide information for you in this format, there's a few options that you've got. You can look on the web page, generally on the home page, for something like a subscribe to RSS or RSS feed available. What I've taken to doing, and this is what I like about Bloglines, if I'm on a website and I'm finding it interesting, I just copy the main website address, pop it into Bloglines, and Bloglines will see if it can find an RSS feed for me. So there's very little thinking involved in this. You're probably getting the feeling I'm very lazy at the moment, but I'd much rather do the computer do that sort of stuff than me have to dig too far if I've got the choice. And yeah, basically what it means is that you can go in, pop into Bloglines on your website, pop in your username and password, and you could have dozens or hundreds of various bits of information there. It's great for things like you can go to the Aetna website and particularly ask for the vet headlines as an RSS feed. Another thing you can do, which is quite useful in the resource search area, is set up resource searches with an RSS feed. Two I've got on my list at the moment are mining and refrigeration resources as two separate RSS feeds. I don't have to go and look on Aetna to see if any new items in those fields have been added to the repository, but rather Bloglines will warn me if they have. Much simpler, I'm sure you'd agree. Okay, that's it in terms of RSS. So I've talked more about the benefits of it and how you can use it. If you'd like links to some of those web addresses, pop into the tutorial that I've put up online as well. And I'd also really recommend, at the top of the tutorial page on RSS, there's a quick start guide to RSS for educators written by Will Richardson. It's a PDF file. Pop in there and have a read of that as well. That gives you some more ideas. Okay, cheers. Bye.